I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources.
And we try and pray for everybody. So before we finish our live, we're going to be praying for everybody. We'll be getting words of knowledge and sharing those with you. And we've got all sorts we're going to talk about today.
Well, it's been a very busy month, hasn't it?
It has. We've done quite a lot. So yeah, we want to give you some updates as to what we've been doing. And you know, also I'm just while I'm talking, I'm looking at the see if I can see comments on here. So do let us know.
That's always reassuring, isn't it? Yeah, say hello.
Oh yeah, I can see comments coming in. There we go. That's good. I just had to click on something and I can see them now. So yeah, as I said, we're going to be praying for everybody while we're live. We're going to, in fact, what I want you to do is if you have a prayer request, if there's something particular you would like prayer for, please do write it in the comments and I'll be checking those as we go. And we're praying for you all. And also, I know what we're going to do. We're going to do a book giveaway and I haven't brought the book with me. So that's no good, is it?
I'll go and get the book.
Okay, you go and get the book. Can you get out? All right. So, yeah, we're going to be doing a book giveaway, The Threefold Miracle Mandate, which is one of Rob's books. Really, really good. And also we're going to be sharing with you what the Lord has been showing us recently, what we feel that the Lord is doing right now. And all the different things that are going on in the world are pretty amazing right now, aren't they? Like some awful stuff going on. So much is unsettled and catastrophes happening. And obviously with, you know, COVID in certain countries, the rates are going up again. Thankfully in the UK, the rates have been coming down for the past month. Where it's pretty amazing, isn't it, what's happened. And which is good news for us, obviously, you know, the restrictions have been lifted. And our events going ahead, which we're really pleased about. We're looking forward to that. So we'll be sharing a bit about that in a moment. We're going to share some testimonies, some things, just, you know, they've just been happening in everyday life. Some good stuff have been happening. And it's good to talk about Jesus, isn't it? And all that he's doing.
It's always good to talk about
so,
the Lord.
Okay, let's see your book. Is that the right way around or is it going to come up?
Oh, no, look at that.
Yeah,
that's good. Yes,
hopefully that's the right way around.
So the Threefold Miracle Mandate, bit of a strange name, but
not a strange name, it's a good name. I think it's a great name.
It's a good name, isn't it?
Yeah.
No surprise, really, is it, when things are going wrong in the world, because this book really looks at some of the mega themes of the history of the world, and that includes the curses in the garden, which is where this really starts and digs down into that.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be surprised when we're seeing wars, when we're seeing famine, when we're seeing sickness, because that's all part of what happens in Genesis 3 with the curses.
And you explain that in your book, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
But obviously, and what is good, is it talking about Jesus and the blessings and what he's done to reverse the curse. And anyway, just to say, we're going to do a book giveaway today. So if what we're going to do is if you're watching this, we won't do it straight away. So we'll give you a chance. If you're not watching live, you can still comment. If you comment, we will do a random draw from every single person who's commented, whether you're watching it live or afterwards. We'll do it in about a week's time. And then, is that all right? And then we'll let you know. We'll give you a good few days anyway, so you can comment.
Yeah, and I shall write your name in there as well.
You'll get a signature and we'll send it out to you. Wherever you are in the world, you can do that. So
a lot of people have said actually about the book, just as a general feedback, is that it's really good, the way the book really joins together the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah.
And what Jesus came to do, going all the way from, like I say, Genesis and the garden, all the way through to Jesus' temptation in the wilderness and then the cross and then resurrection and beyond.
Yeah, and what that means for us as children of the resurrection. I like that phrase. I read that in the scripture recently. Yeah, let's start with talking about events coming up because we're just so excited. Literally in 2 weeks' time, we have our event in Manchester And we've just been looking forward to this for so long. It got postponed last year. So yeah, 2 weeks to go. If you haven't booked your place yet, please do. We've got some really good offers on. We've got a, if you, when you register, you can bring a friend with you for free, which is pretty amazing. And
basically halves the price for a
it
couple,
does.
Isn't it?
It definitely does. And it means you can bring friends, anybody that you think would benefit from being at our event. So that's in Manchester coming up. It's the 2nd to the 4th of September. So it's literally in 2 weeks' time.
We're getting tomorrow. Very excited about that.
We are. We're all our team. We've been getting together, you know, online and talking about it and planning it. And in fact, some of the teaching we're going to share today, some of the Lord's been showing us is a little bit of what we're going to be sharing at the event, isn't it, as well? Yeah.
I mean, just the novelty of getting together with everybody is going to
be... In real life, in person.
Amazing in itself.
Yeah, and it's been so long that, you know, we haven't seen many of you, and we really miss seeing you. We're looking forward to seeing you in the flesh. So if you want to come, just register online. If you go to spiritlifestyle.com, you can register your place. And then once you've registered, I think how it works is we will send you something to say, do you want to bring a friend? And you let us know who it is that's coming.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's how it works.
We register them, so.
Yeah. And also we have live stream as well that we are going to be setting up. So you can, if you're not in the UK or if you can't get into the country, then you can watch by live stream. And so I guess you go to spiritlifestyle.com for that. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. You can buy a live stream.
Yeah. So we're trying to keep the price really low for the live stream because obviously we want you to be able to follow along and be part of it, even if you can't be there. If you can get there, please do. We would love to be with you and see you and interact with you and get to know you. But if not, do the live stream. Obviously, we have costs, so we have, you know, we've got to put a price on it, but we're keeping it as low as possible for the whole event. What else do I need to say about that? Oh, I know. On the Thursday evening, it's a free miracle event, Thursday evening part of the conference. So if you're local, please do come down for that. And
come and check it out.
Check it out.
Is it the Lighthouse?
Yeah, Lighthouse in Manchester.
It's a great venue, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we have James and Rebecca Ladderin.
Yeah, which is really good. And there, she's leading worship with Prayer Storm and James.
It's going to be something special.
We'll be speaking, and he's a firebrand, he is. And I'll be actually live here on the same place, same time tomorrow with James, talking to him and interviewing him. So check that out as well. We've got things that are opening up in the UK. So the restrictions have now been lifted, so you don't have to wear a mask at all in England. It's, you know, pretty much back to life as normal. And a lot of countries are now, you know, some of you are in different countries in Europe. You can come to the UK now, certain countries like Germany, and take my word for it. Yeah. And it's very close to Manchester Airport, which is international airport, so please do come. Okay, so I was gonna share a couple of testimonies. I'm just looking here, everybody saying hello. It's really good to see you. You missed the beginning. We did say we're going to pray for people and watching. There's somebody with an eye problem. I think it's your right eye. I could be wrong on that, but I just really sensed from the Holy Spirit there was somebody with an eye problem, and your eye is being healed now. So do check it out. It'll be, I don't know whether you can't see, can't read, or whether you're completely blind or whatever it is, but we release healing for you for those eye problems. Try taking your glasses off, read something or look at something you couldn't do before, and do comment. Let us know what's happening. And do, you know, keep commenting. So we're going to do a book draw. We'll take the names out of the hat from those who've commented. And please share. Thousands of followers on here, and most people because of the algorithms. But if you comment on my posts and share them, but particularly if you comment on them, it brings the posts up. So if I put a post about something happening or whatever,
the more you engage with any page or profile on Facebook, the more you see it.
Yeah.
Basically, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently so. So I was just going to share a couple of things that have happened recently, just to encourage you, and that God is on the move, and we are in a time of harvest. It's these times are unprecedented. We've been through stuff we've never experienced before, and we are going to see God move in power like never before. So, I mean, we're just in the last week or so, I had the, you know, we have delivery guys come and deliver our groceries, don't we? And we have a different one each week on the whole, but we had one come recently, and he's a guy that he's, everybody I've said to them, you know, can I pray for you? Or I try and talk about Jesus to them and get a word of knowledge or prophesy to them. He's the only one that's been like, not interested, don't want to know. I think you've seen him do that, haven't you? And at the door, not interested.
Wasn't he quite a tough guy?
Yeah, kind of muscly, ex-military, shaved head. Yeah.
No nonsense.
No nonsense kind of guy. And he was not interested. And everybody else that I've, you know, offered to pray for has accepted, and many have been healed or given their lives to Jesus or whatever, haven't they? But this guy last week came to the door, and I saw him approaching. I thought, okay, today I'm not going to say anything about Jesus, because I just, you know, he must be really fed up with me now doing that. And amazingly, he comes to the door with the groceries, and he's like, he said, I think I'll take one of those prayers off you today, if you don't mind. I was shocked, you know. And so I was like, oh, what would you like me to pray for? And he said, oh, I was in the gym, he said, and I was doing bench press, and one of the sides, you know, the, what do you call it, barbell? Weight. Heavy weights fell and landed on his chest and damaged his ribs. And so he said he was in a lot of pain. He couldn't bend over. He couldn't, I mean, he was struggling to carry the groceries in.
Yeah.
And he couldn't work properly. So he said, what was interesting is he said, when he got his list of deliveries that day, he looked down and he saw my name on there, and he actually thought to himself, I'm going to ask her today for a prayer for, you know, Jesus to do something. I mean, I think that's great faith, isn't it? To actually decide, yeah, okay. And very often something would happen. But with him, he actually said to me, can you pray? I want a prayer from you for Jesus to heal me. That's amazing faith.
Well, it is faith. and I think it's a very different dynamic, isn't it? When somebody actively pursues the Lord, then there is there's a decision there, isn't there, to accept. He may not have wanted that power when it was offered to him, but he obviously, when he was ready, he decided, yes, I want that.
Yeah. So anyway, so I prayed for him, and I, you know, I released the power of Jesus, and I said, you know, for your ribs to be completely healed, pain to go. And next minute he's bending down, touching his toes. He's like, I can't believe it. He bent over three times and was completely healed by Jesus. So that was good, wasn't it? And
amazing, yeah.
Really amazing. And we had a conversation after that where he was just so open, and he said, really? He said, I'm not into religion. And I said, well, you know, to be fair, Jesus isn't either, and I'm not. So not the man-made kind of religion.
No.
And he said, what I would like to do, he said, is, you know, I'd like to be down the pub with Jesus and him buy me a drink, and I'd have a good chat with him. So I said, well, I think Jesus would quite like that. He'd like to go for a drink with you. That's what he did.
You told him his first miracle was turning water into wine.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And I said, just chat to Jesus while you're in your van. And he's like, oh, I think I might do that. Yeah, I will. So I didn't see him this week. This is last week we saw him. I've just seen, looking at messages. Hi, everybody. I'm not going to call out all your names, but some of you said, yeah, you're looking forward to coming, and we're going to be in the States in October, visa waiver, whatever's sorted. So we'll be on the plane. As soon as they stop the planes going, we'll be coming to the States as well.
We'll just row over.
We'll be there 14th to 16th of October, and in South Carolina. So yeah, looking forward to seeing many of you going to be coming there. And somebody's asking, are we taking books to our events? Yes, we'll be bringing all our books with us. So you'll be able to, if you're coming to the events, we'll have books there. You'll be able to buy them. We'll sign them for you as well. So keep commenting, because we will be doing the prize draw of a book, of Rob's book as well. And let us know what you would like prayer for, because we're going to be praying for everybody before the end. And if your eyes got healed just then as well, do let us know, that so even if it's just happening slightly.
Now, tell us about your sausages.
Oh, it's so funny. I mean, I've been putting these posts on Facebook. So if you haven't seen them, do go back and read them, because they're quite good. This was on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It was, wasn't it? So we get the sausages out. I chip a lot of sausages for our cooked breakfast on Saturday. And I'm saying to you, aren't I? Look, they're like 2 days over the sell-by date. And so these, you know, what they'd come from the supermarket, they'd come in the van. They'd given us something that was almost out of date. So I thought, well, I'm going to...
Yeah, a bit sneaky.
I'm going to give them a call and say, I'm just, you know, we've paid good money for these sausages and they're over the date and I want to cook breakfast.
So, I mean, to be clear, they were under the date when they got delivered.
They had one date on them,
but
and I
they didn't have
3
long.
Days later.
Yeah, they didn't have long to go.
Yeah. So I get on the phone and you start cooking, don't you, while I'm on the phone, and I'm ringing up the supermarket and I'm saying, you know... I got the giggles as soon as I got on there, because I mean, how do you complain about sausages, really? I'm like, my sausages are out of date and I want my cooked breakfast. I'm disappointed, but I was kind of giggling. Anyway, the young guy on the other end was very nice and he gave me a refund online, which was really good of him.
Yeah.
And he said, "You got anything else I can help you with before you go?" And I said, "Well, I would just like, before I go, I'd like to tell you that Jesus loves you." And he's like, so I'm on the phone and he's like, "Jesus loves me." I said, "Wow, I wasn't expecting that." He said, "Does he really? I didn't know that." And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Do you know Jesus personally?" He said, "No, but I really want to know Jesus." So we're having this conversation after we're talking about sausages, where he's then jumping up and down. He's telling me he's jumping up and down. He's in the call center. You know, he's jumping up and down. He said, "I can see Jesus is here." And I said, "Just talk to him. You know, you just say, come into my life, Jesus." So he starts giving his life to Jesus in the middle of the call center while I'm on the phone with him. And we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about, I mean, look at my Facebook post, because I actually write the conversation out that I had with him. And it's quite funny. Good. But he ends up giving his life to Jesus. And,
you know, they always say these calls may be recorded for training purposes.
Yeah,
I'd be interested to see that one get used for training purposes, wouldn't it?
That'd be really good, wouldn't it? So I just want to encourage you that even if you're in lockdown right now, or you can't get out very far, you know, take every opportunity, because we are in the middle of harvest time. We're in the middle of a move of God, and people all around the world are really, they're ready to know Jesus. They are hungry to know him. Even people like the guy at my door that originally didn't want to know, and I was like a bit hesitant, but you know, he did really want to know Jesus, and he needed him.
He was just making his mind up.
Yeah. So, and I should say that.
I think that's a good message, really, for any time we ask anybody, you know, do you know the Lord or do you know God? It's never wasted, because often I think, if people do react like, "No, thank you, you know, I'm not interested," there is something still. It's like Bill Johnson says, you've sown the seed.
Yeah.
And the Spirit's at work.
Yeah.
And who knows who else, what other conversations they're having, you know, what the Lord's beginning to speak to them about through other things. And it does challenge people. They think, well, you know, why did I not want to know, when they start to question that? So I think it's never wasted.
It's not. It's always seed sowing.
Because he remembered.
Oh, yeah. He was really keen, wasn't he? The guy at the door. Yeah. So, and what we should say is, in half an hour, we've got to keep an eye on the time, because in half an hour from now, we're going to be live on our spiritlifestyle.com portal for all of you who are members. If you're not a member, you can join up right now. You can go on there. We'll be taking Q&A questions, won't we? So we've got some good questions come in. We'll be doing that in half an hour from now. So we need to keep this moving on, don't we?
We do.
There's somebody watching right now, and you are being healed of something to do with your pancreas. I was going to go to my left side. I don't know which side your pancreas is, but whether that's something else going on. But there was, I got the word pancreas and I felt something to my left. So whatever that is with you, be healed, just receive it now in the name of Jesus. And if you can feel something happening, or if you know you've been healed, you know, right now, just please do leave us a comment. And if you need healing, leave us a comment, because we do want to be praying for you as well before we finish. We've been up to quite a few things recently, haven't we? We've done, you know, on our portal.
We've always got training being developed. Yeah, we're nearly come to the end of an 8-part series on prophecy, cultivating the prophetic in your life. We've touched on so many topics. We've had the privilege of being able to partner with Ray Hughes. Wonderful pastor, teacher, worship guy,
poet.
From America, and he's done a worship series called Worship Foundations, and we've been able to post that on our training library.
Yeah,
and also of course Dreams with Jim.
We had a webinar.
Yeah. A Dreams webinar, which was so enjoyed talking to Jim about dreams and dream interpretation. It's so often a kind of sidelined part of the Christian life, of the Holy Spirit's work in our life, but can be such a large part of the way in which he speaks to us about aspects of our lives. So we actually invited people to send in their dreams, and we were looking at them, and as best we could, you know, in line with the Holy Spirit, we were bringing the interpretation that we could see in there. So it was good. It was a wonderful time.
And what was great is you and Jim did that, didn't you? And if you want to watch the webinar, that's on our portal. You can go and watch it, can't you?
Yeah, we've got the recording on there.
SpiritLifestyle.com. When you're a member of Spirit Lifestyle, you get access to all of our videos. We've got well over 100 now. There's live events. There's we'd like the Q&A coming up, and all sorts of things. And our weekly classes, of course. You can go and do the online or local weekly classes when you're a member as well. So, but you did that. You were doing that webinar while I was on the flight to Germany.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so me and Ruth, who's our business manager, we went off to Germany. This must be 2-3 weeks ago now, and the restrictions were lifting. We booked it. I felt the Lord say it's time, you know, to go, but it looked like we weren't going to be able to go because there were no flights or, you know.
I think it was quite challenging getting there. It's still kind of still lifting, isn't it? There's still checks and
it's open more now since we went as well. Yeah. It's open completely now from Germany. So yeah, we went and amazing things happened. I was speaking at an event for the week at the weekend in Stuttgart, and on the Saturday went and did live, what do you call it, street preaching. And it was funny because you know, I was messaging my mother when I was there, and she's like, well, you know, just watch out for the police, you don't want to get arrested doing street preaching, because you know, in the UK people are getting arrested for that. And so I'm in Germany. Of course, I don't speak the language, so I need, you know, my friend Katya doing the translation for me. But so I just got up there, and I'd never done it before like that, with a microphone and the speakers. And we were right in the middle of the city, and all these people started gathering. And I just started by, and anyway, I literally got up there, and there's these two policemen standing right there with all their gear on, watching me. I'm like, I don't want to be arrested. But I started speaking, and I said, there's somebody here that can't walk. And there's this woman that couldn't walk. And I said, let's pray for you. And we pray for her legs. And she starts running around the middle of the city. We're right in the middle there. She's running around, jumping, crying, hugging. And it's amazing. And I said to her, and this is, we gathered quite a big crowd. And I said to her, do you know Jesus personally? And she's like, no, but I want to. So I said, that is amazing. Who else here would like to know Jesus personally? Four people, all young people really, came out. And well, three others plus her. and gave their lives to Jesus. And it was just incredible. And then later, more miracles, more people getting saved right in the middle of the city.
Wow.
So easy. People are just really hungry, really wanted to know Jesus.
That's
so.
A different kind of street preaching though, isn't it?
So that was, yeah. But I was really scared. I was so, I don't like doing things like that.
A demonstration of God's power. Really?
Yeah.
No, which is definitely the way that Jesus operated. He would tend to heal the sick, and then he would preach the kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah, he would. And so that's, yeah, he loves to
same
do that.
The apostles, yeah.
So anybody watching right now, if you can't walk properly, if you can't walk at all, we release right now the power of Jesus, just like the woman on the street in Stuttgart, that your legs would start working. So just wherever you are, if you're sitting or lying, just jump up now, right now, in the name of Jesus, and just be healed in Jesus' name. It's his power. And you don't have to worry about it. Just do it. Just get those legs moving and all feeling coming back and all movement coming back in Jesus' name, all pain going. So just do something you couldn't do before. And message us. I'm here. You can either, if you don't want to comment right on here to say you just got healed, then do go to our website, spiritlifestyle.com. Go to the contact page and send us a message. Because I know some people don't like to say things publicly, but do let us know. We would love to hear about that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we've got all sorts of stuff been happening with us, hasn't it? So we did say we were going to talk about some of the stuff we're going to be teaching on at the at our Manchester event. But I just wanted to mention we've got, because I said classes already, we've got classes all in different countries around the world happening. So do check out the classes. Go to spiritlifestyle.com. They're weekly classes. And what it means is it's using our training materials. We have coaches that we've trained that will help you. And in a small group, in a class, you can practice on each other. You can learn together things of the spirit. Have a go at things you haven't done before. Really grow in spiritual stuff. And a lot of miracles are happening. And if you want to be a coach, then, you know, we would love to have more coaches.
We
need more coaches, starting up more classes locally and online. So do let us know about that as well. So what's the Lord been talking to you about?
Well,
so much stuff.
Some of the things we're going to be looking at the conference, actually, at our celebration in Manchester. The Lord's really been talking to me about body, soul and spirit. At Spirit Lifestyle, we always like to approach in the simplest way we can spiritual dynamics. I like to understand how the life of the spirit works, you know, how we access those heavenly blessings and the gifts and the grace of God in our lives, because we just see in scripture that God wants to manifest the goodness of the heavenly realms of the kingdom of God. As we said, in healings, in provision, in miracles, it's what Jesus came to do, to say, this is what my kingdom looks like. I've been kind of looking, we're going to be looking at body, soul and spirit, and the way that we believe that the personality is all those things, but they obviously operate in different ways.
It really helps to understand and how all those interact together, doesn't it? And
absolutely.
And we are not just, you know, a body or just a,
there can be some confusion, you know, and there can be some misunderstanding, I think, of the way God works in our life if we only have vague notions of what those things are and how they interact together. So we're going to look at that. And one particular thing that's really struck me is how, you know, our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. The soul almost is like a bridge between the spirit and the body, or the spirit and the physical, isn't it? The soul kind of interacts between the two. And our thought life is such a powerful part.
It is.
Of the Christian walk, of the faith life. In fact, I
don't think we realise, do we, quite how
I would go as far to say that our faith life, you could almost say it, is our thought life. because faith is often, it boils down to a decision, a choice that we have to make. And those choices are coming at us all the time. And I haven't got time to go into it in any great depth. You'll have to come to the celebration. But I've even been discovering that there are some scientific, or here's a word for you, neurological evidence that our thought life actually has a massive impact on our physical health, our well-being, the quality of our life, even to the point of actually it changing our DNA or our, the actual physical tissue in our brain is impacted by the choices that we make. So if we have toxic thoughts or make bad choices, then that impacts actually impacts the tissue or the cells and the DNA in our brain and the way that builds.
Yeah, amazing.
So the blessing is that when we have good thoughts and we choose God's ways, that actually has an amazingly positive impact.
And it's scientifically proven, isn't it, this?
Yeah, and that's true. That is actually true for everybody, good choices, bad choices. Mm-hmm. And it just so reflects what God says in the scripture. Yeah. I lay before you good and bad, life and death. Yeah. Choose life. Yeah. And that's part of the faith walk.
And I think people don't always realize that you actually, everything is a choice. The way we respond, all of us have difficult situations and awful times in our lives sometimes, or what other things happening. But we always have a choice how we respond to those things.
Yeah.
And that really, the what we choose through those things, that has an impact, massive impact on our lives and, you know, the rest of our life.
There's very much a spirit of the age that we are all victims.
Yeah.
You know, that we are victims of our circumstances or victims.
Somebody's done something to me. Even, this happened to me as a child.
Even victims of our DNA. And there's this, and in fact, that science has been completely disproved over the last couple of decades, to say that no, your thought life isn't determined by your brain, but your brain is actually formed by your thought life. So
amazing.
We'll be getting into some of that. And of course, as believers, we have the wonderful Holy Spirit who comes and makes his home in us and becomes very much part of our spirit and our lives. And he's our helper and our comforter and our teacher. And so when we receive the Lord into our lives, it's not just, you know, sort of trying very hard to take control of my thought life, but actually we have an advantage because now we can have the mind of Christ.
Yeah, because our old self is dead.
That's right.
And gone. And we're a brand new creation now. So it's wiped the slate clean.
And it's believing what the Holy Spirit's saying and what the Word is saying that unlocks the supernatural and enables that to manifest in our lives. And of course, that has an impact on all the world around us as well.
But what I'm passionate about is really helping people understand this, the fact that, you know, the Bible says that the enemy blinds the minds of unbelievers. He tries to blind our minds to not know the truth about what Jesus did on the cross and that all the things that are true about Jesus, who he is and actually who we are. It's like we've been blinded from that. And I'm so passionate about helping people to get rid of that.
It's a lie and it's a false reality.
It is.
And
definitely.
It can become a map or a pattern in our minds that we can find it very difficult to break out of.
Yeah.
But the Lord can break out of that.
Yeah.
Break us out of those toxic thought patterns.
Yeah. And the more that we are the light, you know, and where we go and the things that we say that are the truth of Jesus and, shining his light, that the darkness has to flee. And that blindness that comes from the enemy is like putting a veil over our minds and our you know, our understanding. Those, we just need to demolish those things, you know, and those strongholds through Jesus,
which is always through the cross.
It is. Absolutely. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus and in us. And we're with him in that. And so really that's what we're going to be talking about is the truth of who God is, what Jesus has accomplished on the cross, how, you know, who we are now as we give our lives to him. We are in union with Jesus and how we can live. And really, we want to get rid of all those, the lies of the enemy that say that we're not good enough or we're
strongholds.
The lies that say we're sick, that we're going to die, that we're going to whatever, you know.
Because
it's all a lie of the enemy.
We have a purpose and we have a destiny because we have the spirit of the living God in us.
Yeah. And I was reading in Luke 12, the Lord's been showing me this as well, about really uncovering. So uncovering, getting rid of those, the veils that the enemy puts on our minds and the lies that he speaks to us through all different ways, getting rid of those. And also really bringing to light what is going on in the darkness, being uncovering that. And in Luke 12, it says, everything hidden and covered up will soon be exposed, for the facade is falling down and nothing will be kept secret for long. So there's like an uncovering and an exposing of what the enemy is doing, trying to do against us and against, you know, our families and all the rest of it. And so at the event, you know, in Manchester and in the States, we're going to be really speaking about this kind of stuff and pinpointing some things and saying you don't have to live like this anymore.
We love our activations. We always try and make it as practical as possible.
Yeah.
So even at celebrations, we will of course have teaching and try and present truth and in as simple a way as possible, but also activations so that we can engage in those faith activations, we call them.
Yeah.
That, because that's powerful as well. Because like I say, faith is a choice. And as soon as we move into an activation like that, we're already coming into aligning ourselves with God's power and love.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that can already begin to impact even at the conference. But then it's something you can take away and it can become a spirit lifestyle.
Yeah. I like what you did there. So, yeah, we're going to be, I mean, at the events, we're going to be doing lots of activations, praying for each other, you know, getting you to have a go. If you want to, you don't have to, but as much as you want to, you know, you will be doing that. Seeing amazing miracles, God moving powerfully. And so on the Thursday evening, it'll be open to anybody to come. So do bring friends to that. And it'll be lots of miracles, lots of crazy supernatural stuff happening, as well as amazing worship time. Then the Friday and the Saturday is going to be a lot of activations, practicing on each other, teaching, practical training and equipping you so that you can, when you go home, you'll just be, you know, a miracle worker. You'll be, you know, seeing people saved, because this is the time for it, you know. And we're going to be commissioning and launching people into your calling as well, and we'll have baptisms there, water baptisms for anybody that wants to be baptised.
Yeah, that's going to be very
hopefully
good,
lots of people getting saved and baptised.
That's the best.
And so you know, I was talking about the being the light and things being exposed and coming out into the light, and part of that is us as the children of God that talks about in Romans chapter 8 coming, you know, being revealed, that all of creation is groaning and waiting for. It's now. This is our time. It's an amazing time to be alive. So we want to encourage you with that.
Yes.
We're going to pray for everybody in a moment. We've got to finish because we're literally in 15 minutes.
We are over time.
In 15 minutes, we're doing our live Q&A on spiritlifestyle.com if you want to join us.
And we will be talking about, how do you know if you've been cursed and how to break it?
Yeah, we've had like three different people asking questions about that. So it's a Q&A.
You know, keeping the Sabbath day.
Yeah, and what does that mean? And how
does it mean? Blockages to healing. You know, the challenge of that happening with children and even burial or cremation. So that's
we get lots of varied questions. We love getting your questions. So we'll be answering those in 15 minutes on spiritlifestyle.com. Just to remind you as well about the book draw. I don't know if you can see that. Is that in the picture? Rob's book, The Threefold Miracle Mandate. Really, really good book. In fact, at the end of the book, it's talking about, you know, about we're talking about children of God being raised up. And you go on to talk about that quite a lot. And then it's time for that. So that's a great book for now. So if you've commented, whether you're live or leave it, we'll leave it a few days. So we'll give you a chance to comment. We'll take everybody who's commented, put you into a hat, and we'll bring one of them out and send you the signed Threefold Miracle Mandate. So, and I've just been looking at comments. So do keep commenting. It's great to see you commenting. And let's pray for everybody now then. So you've already, you know, many of you have written down something that you want to be healed from, or you've got issues going on. And we just, I won't call them all out, but I can see them there. I'm just scrolling through. I can see everybody who's written something. And, you know, if you want to, you don't have to wait for us to pray, because the same Holy Spirit, in fact, that raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you and in us. Same Holy Spirit. Right. If you've given your life to Jesus, he's in you. You can pray for others. So if you want to, feel free to go through the comments and write on other people's comments and say that you're praying for them, because that's, we love to do that. On our community online, we on our portal, we do that. If you do not know Jesus personally, then just write a comment as well. Say, I want to give my life to Jesus right now, because we want to pray for you. So let's pray for everybody who wants to give their life to Jesus. If you don't know him personally, or maybe you've gone away from God, you did when you were younger or some time ago, and you've gone your own way and you want to get right with him, now is a good opportunity to do that. So just drop us a comment and say, yeah, I want to do that right now, because I'm looking at those comments. So do write on there if you want to. And we'll pray together. So just say, Jesus, I want to give my life to you. I ask you to forgive me, Father God, for going my own way, for all the sin in my life, all the wrong choices I've made, the mistakes I've made. And Jesus, come into my life and set me free. Father God, forgive me. And thank you, Jesus, that you died for me on the cross. And we can all say this, that Lord Jesus, when you died, I died. My old self died in you, with you on the cross. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That's Galatians 2:20. I love that verse. Mm-hmm. So you just, that's for all of us. Just speak it out. Just say, I no longer live. My old self is gone. I am forgiven. I am a child of God. Jesus lives on the inside of me by his Holy Spirit. And I'm a new creation. So just let us know if you prayed that prayer for the first time. And so let's pray for all of you who need healing or need some kind of breakthrough. Do you want to pray first?
Yeah, we just lift up to you, Lord. All together, we lift up everybody who's viewing this right now, live or even watching it on catch up. We just lift up every physical problem or ailment to you, Lord. Anything to do with mental health. Yeah. Or any problems of the mind or of the thinking. We lift up every issue that might be to do with brain tissue or damage, anything, Lord, that is not functioning properly. All organs, all limbs, all systems, blood vessels, everything, Lord, we just lift them up to you for your healing touch. We thank you, Lord. For your miraculous power. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord of life and the Lord of restoration and the Lord of healing.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing right now, that your power is being released and that there is a manifestation of your kingdom. For each person watching, we just ask for the Holy Spirit to manifest powerfully in the home of each person that's watching, and that there will be, that your kingdom would come. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Yeah. We love you, we worship you, and we thank you for all that you are doing. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And right, just when Rob was praying, I just had this vision of some body parts being recreated. So like creative miracles. Yeah. So if you need a creative miracle, whether it's an internal part or it's a missing limb, or I saw somebody's nerves being recreated, like some there was nerve damage in your body and it suddenly started working. It came back. I don't know how it was working, but it just instantly, just right then. So just test it out. Please leave a comment. As soon as you know something's happening, even if you're just being healed a little bit, we want to know about it. And other things as well. Just anything that you need to create, being creative, just receive that right now from Jesus. He's so good. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Awesome. Bless you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.